A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what can we say that Abraham found, our ancestor according to the flesh? Indeed, if Abraham was justified on the basis of his works, he has no reason to boast. But this was not so in the sight of God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. A worker's wage is credited not as a gift, but as something due. And when one does not work, yet believes in the one who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited to him as righteousness. So also David declares the blessedness of the person to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not record. The word of the Lord. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. I turn to you, Lord, in the time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Blessed is he whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man to whom the Lord imputes not guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you will fill me with the joy of salvation. Then I acknowledge my sin to you, my guilt I covered not. I said I confess my faults to the Lord, and you took away the guilt of my sin. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you will fill me with the joy of salvation. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you just. Exalt all you upright of heart. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you will fill me with the joy of salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, many people were crowding together, and they were trampling one another underfoot. And Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I show you whom you should fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 small coins, yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God? Even the hairs of your head have been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." The Gospel of the Lord. Jerry, you're messing me up sitting on that side. I'm just telling you, you just messed me up first thing in the morning on a Friday. Anyway, so today we go, and I just came back from Montgomery, Alabama. And as I was at the airport in Atlanta, Georgia, Wednesday morning to get on the plane, minding my own business, I can do that, believe it or not. And so here I am, and this guy comes up, and he starts talking to me, and I'm a nice guy. And then he says to me, "Do you believe in the rapture?" And I go, "No." "What do you mean?" He pulled out his phone with the Bible on it, and he started reading me. I go, "Yes, I know. There's lots of things, but it wasn't even done until the 19th century. No. And then he started pushing me. And, you know, I sometimes get irritated, and I was getting irritated. And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to be nice. And finally, I said, "Well, let's talk about salvation, huh? It says, unless you eat his flesh and drink his blood, you have no life within you. You don't eat his flesh and drink his blood, do you?" And he said, "Well, that's just a teaching." "No, the word is sarx, S-A-R-X in the Greek, and it means his flesh, and you don't eat his flesh and drink his blood." So he goes, "You're getting mad." "Yes, I am." Because I wanted to sit there, and I says, "Can we not focus on what we agree on? That Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for us and saved us." And that's what Paul was talking to the Romans. Now, Paul goes back and forth with the Romans too, but he's saying, don't you get it? It's what Jesus did for us, not what we do for him. We can all agree on this. But no, some people want to fight over little things. They do it in the Catholic Church. They do it with Protestants. Catholics do it with Protestants. And I think the God of the universe looks down at us and says, look at my children, how they fight with one another. Instead of focusing on me, we focus on other things. And see, God is focused on us, if you listen to the gospel. Every hair on our head has been counted. So while we're busy trying to say who's more righteous than the other, who's the one who's following the right way because I'm the one that knows everything and you are not, God is looking at us and counting the hairs in our head, but we're not looking at him and focusing on him. And so today, Paul reminds us, we need to be focusing on God and what he did for us and be grateful that God paid the penalty for our sins. If he's going to count every hair on our head and he's going to tell us not to be afraid, we can do that when we only focus on him. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.